Progressive Party.
Well, welcome, Wendy.
Welcome. Man, I'm telling you, we're running around here like in the seat of our pants. We're hearing the music. It's like, oh, my God, let's get our mics up and our headset. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, what do you think Walls mandates masks for indoor state?
I say it's about time. He should have did it a while ago. There were just too many people who don't want to follow the rules and wear a mask.
Right. And, you know, there's a bunch of things that you have to do. I mean, you can tell somebody, hey, I have a preconditioned thing and I can't wear a mask. And, you know, they're not going to say, well, show us paperwork or whatever. And they're going to let people maybe fib.
Yeah, well, if you have a pre-existing condition and you can't wear a mask, then send somebody else out to the store. And there's also home deliveries where you could order very easily anything you want in this whole wide world, and it's delivered at your doorstep. So stay home. That's what I have to say.
That's a good one, Wendy. Hey, you didn't mince any words on that one. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what else do you got for me? I know you've been working all day, and I've been just sitting here sewing. So.
One day ago, Trump also said that wearing a mask is patriotic.
Yeah, he's on the team now. I like that.
And they should, and people should wear them whether they like them or not.
Ooh, that was harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the bandwagon. That's awesome.
He finally got on the bandwagon after he killed almost 140,000 people.
Well, I think they figured out a percentage. So if there was if there's 150,000 people that have passed away via COVID.
Only a certain amount is his fault?
But like 80%.
I'm going to say all are his fault. All
did you hear what Nancy Pelosi called it?
No, I didn't.
The Trump virus. Yeah,
That's a good one. I like that, too.
I love it.
But I'm so happy.
Can we call it that from now on?
Yes, I'm going to call it that from now on. And I'm so happy he's down in the polls. And a recent poll just came out saying that people don't trust him when it comes to the virus. So I'm very happy to hear that.
So the virus might be good, Trump bad.
The virus is bad, and so is Trump. And they belong in the same hole in the ground.
Ooh, I like that. Well, we got a jam-packed show.
Awesome. I love a jam-packed show.
One of the things, there's going to be a new show that I'm going to do because I don't have anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on Tuesday, FYI Politics presents Rock the Vote Native Style. And so we're going to have Native candidates all over the state of Minnesota on. And we're going to have special events. And we're going to have Nancy Beaulieu on later explaining what the show is going to be about because she's going to be feeding me guests. And we're working together with Rock the Vote Native Style, which I always kind of think it's like Rock the Vote Ganda style.
You know? But you said something the other day to me that was very interesting, and I think it was in South Dakota that their senator won by a certain amount of votes, and there were a certain amount of Native American people who didn't.
No, here it
what
is.
Was that?
Here
Tell
it
me
is.
Again.
So the governor of South Dakota, who's the devil.
Yep.
And she wants to break down all the borders in South Dakota and spread, you know, and the Ogallala Nation has got the doors closed. They're, you know, keeping people so they can't come in on the reservation from the outside. And she wants those down and she wants to be able to get in there and use the roads freely. She won by 10,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things that State Senator Red Dawn told me is that there's over 70,000 Native Americans in that state, and a small percentage voted. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you could have, out of the 70,000, even if a small percentage of people, Native Americans voted, we could have flipped that state.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be having the headaches we're having.
And that's why the Native vote is so important. So,
well, yeah, you know, they're,
I'm glad you're campaigning and doing this work.
Yeah. Thank you, Wendy. Oh. Peeny Geeky Wendy. One of the things, too, we're going to get deeper in it, but there's a percentage. You remember last August I went down to the Lemire vote. We had a it wasn't a – well, I went down there in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. You went to like, Iowa. Like, oh, no. You can talk like that when we're home together by
ourselves.
But
on the radio, it's kind of
hard.
So nobody's understanding what I'm saying. So I was in Iowa for this Frank Lemire It was a presidential forum, mm-hmm. not a debate, but a forum. Yeah. So presidential candidates came in, spoke their truth. You know, Warren was there. Bernie was there. Biden wasn't. Kamel called in. And then at the time there was 12 candidates, and I think 10 of them were there. Mm-hmm. So it was really exciting. State Senator Amy Klobuchar was there too. At that time she was running, but they knew and know how important the Native American vote is. And the Native American vote in the 6 states that we need to flip, if just a small percentage of these tribes would vote, we'd flip all the states. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can see Native Americans, you know, in the past, not trusting the government. Like I told you, you know, on my ID, my tribal ID, the first 4 numbers of that ID is what state what federal prison I will go to. So you didn't know that, did you?
So
the last 4 numbers are the Ho-Chunk tribal ID number, but the first 4 is what. So when they want to round us up, the number that's on that tribal ID, that's where they're going to send me.
Wow.
And it's still on there, too. So
I better know that number and know where they're going to send you, so yeah. I know where to find you.
Yeah, they ain't going to find me. I'll be under the basement here at the house, at the pilot mansion here.
All joking aside, though, that's pretty incredible that that's what that number means.
Right. Well, and our relatives, and I'm a generation away, and I always like to tell the story. You know, I was 17 years old in 1978 when we were allowed as Native Americans to do our religion, mm-hmm. our own religion.
Practice your religion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
So think about
that's crazy.
Yeah. So think about that. And so there's a lot of people stigmatized that do not want the government to know anything about
right,
them. That
so
are
they
Native.
Don't get involved politically and they don't vote, but times have changed and it's very, very important.
And
so
then we're going to rock the vote Native style.
That's awesome. I love that.
So we got an awesome guest here. And one of the things that we have, a Native American, and he goes by Joey Peltier, and he's running for city council up in Bemidji. And we want
Ward 5.
Yes. Good mm-hmm. guess. Or does it say that right there?
It says it right here.
Cool. What we want to accentuate and promote our Native brothers and sisters that are running across the strait. Also on Pilots Progressive Party, which is today, we are going to get all the Democratic politicians that we that are aligned with our thoughts and feelings and prayers on this show too. But we have an opportunity today to talk to Joey Peltier from Bemidji. And Joey, thank you so much. And I can call you Joey, right? Because Nancy texted me and said Joey Peltier. So is that okay if I call you Joey, Mr. Peltier?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I actually go by Joey. It's honestly, it's Ernest Joseph Uppegard Peltier III. Yeah, so it's just easier going by Joey. Long story short, it's been my nickname since birth. Since I am the third, my father's the second. He goes by Pucky, which is short for Puckety, which is nakedness. And short story into that, he used to run around in without his diaper on when he was a kid. And then Ernest Senior. But
and that's just to show how long the nicknames, how long they last,
right?
Yeah. He's been pegged with it from childhood, and it still embarrasses him to this day, which I like to get at him a little bit.
Well, now 40,000 people know that that are listening to the show.
Nice. So if you see my dad on the Turtle Mountains, just say, "Hey, Pucky, what's going on? How you doing? I heard your son on the radio."
Yeah, hey, good hey. One. Cool. So, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself. And we chatted a little bit over the texting today, and your paragraph of explaining who you are is pretty awesome. So can you explain to our audience who you are? And then we're going to get into Bemidji City Council after that.
Okay. So I talked to Nancy earlier today. She said, talk as much as I want. So I'm going to give you my story. And it's a bit of a good one, you know. Well, as I said, I'm Ernest Joseph Uppegard Peltier III, Joey for short. I'm running for Bemidji City Council Ward 5. That covers 9 more area north to the Power Dam Road. I moved to Bemidji about 2 years ago with my husband, Tyler, from Grand Forks, North Dakota. I am an enrolled member to the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa over in Belcourt, but I grew up in Grafton, which is a five-hour drive from my tribe. I was raised in a single-parent home with my mom, Gail, my half-brother, Josh, and my sister, Gina, who in her own right is coming up in her strength and a voice for the Native American community in Grand Forks. She's doing great work over in Grand Forks currently. I do have more siblings. On my dad's side, there is seven of us total, which goes from Shasheen, Levi, Fabian, Terrence, Gina, who I said earlier, myself, and then Brendan. And he's just a little guy. He's amazing, though. I haven't had the easiest childhoods. My father, to the definition of who he is, the character of he is, he didn't have the greatest childhoods either, and he turned out to be just kind of a monster. And he was removed from my home when I was four, and my mom relied much on my grandparents to help raise the three of us. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. I wouldn't change that in the world. They're amazing folks. I grew up with a great set of role models, my grandma Jean, who was a school teacher, who raised her own flock of six kids, and then my grandpa Bob, who I can blame my stubbornness on, honestly, and then also my civic inspiration. Bob was an Air Force man. He was a radio operator in the Korean War, base barber, and then later on union president for the workers over in Grafton at the State Developmental Center, as it was known then. Honestly, one of the most notable moments in my life is when my grandpa Bob got his letter in the Grand Forks Herald when he was tearing into Governor Schaffner for the lack of support for searching for my brother Josh, who we lost in the Grand Forks Dam in 99. I was 11 when we lost Josh. I spent a good time with my grandpa. He'd gruffly cut my hair and lecture me about politics since he was a barber. And then we used to take long trips to South Dakota to go pick up my grandma, who was at her sister's, my great aunt's. And, you know, a lot of who I am today has to do with my grandpa Bob, and I have to give mad respect to the man because, you know, without him, I would not be who I am now. But throughout the years as I was growing up, you know, I was raised in a mixed family. My mom's white. My dad is part of the Turtle Mountains. And so Grandpa Bob is white. And Grandpa Bob, he was one of the older North Dakota races. And I knew that growing up. I knew that when he paid for my mom's divorce, honestly. And I got to see him change over my lifetime when we had him, from being cold to other races to actually loving, embracing them. And that had nothing to do with me. Well, it did, but it had to do with my aunt, honestly. My mom married my dad, and then my aunt Lisa married another Native American, and then shortly divorced, and then married a guy from Vietnam, or a guy who has Vietnamese heritage, and he's an amazing guy also. My other aunt married her high school sweetheart, who happened to be Mexican, and Benny was amazing, and they were neighbors to my grandpa and my grandma. Their family, our family, we grew up together, and Christmas time we would get tacos and everything from Grandma Martinez's Christmas, and then we'd be all over at my Grandpa Bob's house. It was amazing. I got to see him change from being cold to being loving and embracing his grandchildren. Gene and Bob made our lives easier growing up, yet the battle over my abusive father left an impact on my childhood. losing my older brother, who is my role model, I went to chemicals to deal with my anger and frustration. Missing out on most of my 6th, 7th, 8th grade years, honestly, I don't know how, well, I know how I passed because I passed by doing the homework. But honestly, I missed the majority of my classes and just passed those tests. I was the first in my peer group to be sent out. I got sent away to the Dakota Girls and Boys Ranch Residential Treatment Center in Fargo, North Dakota, when I was 16 years old. I stayed there for 9 months, and then I got kicked out and transferred to a detention center, then transferred to another detention center, transferred to a mental hospital, then transferred to the Youth Correctional Center in Mandan, North Dakota. I stayed there for approximately 9 months. Due to the reason why I got kicked out of DBR, I had to have an interstate compact with Minnesota to have me shipped over to Beale, Minnesota. There's a, used to be a facility called Kids Peace Mesabi Academy. It closed down, I want to say about 5 years back, due to sexual abuse to the clients and physical abuse. And honestly, I can relate with why they closed the facility down. I went through some traumatic experiences within that facility, and it actually impacts me to this day. And then, you know, it's something that you have to cope with, and it's something that makes me want to advocate for my people, those youth, because I know that there's a lot of lack of transparency in the juvenile correction system, and Native American youth are being targeted the most in our areas. And statistically, I want to say that the Lakota Law Office actually made a whole survey on this, and it does state that Native Americans are leading in the youth correction, second to the Black Americans in, here in our country.
Joey, let's take a break. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to jump into the rest of your story. You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we're Joey Peltier running for Bemidji City Council, and we'll be right back.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Hey, Cudigee to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilots Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, Alex of Better Futures Minnesota. Does your business or organization need janitorial services, lawn care, or snow services? Obtain a free, no-obligation estimate from Better Futures Minnesota when you mention that you heard about us on AM 950. Our supervised, hardworking, and affordable crews will handle your interior and exterior building and property maintenance needs while you help men in your community transform their lives and walk on a positive path to success. It's a win-win. To learn more, go to betterfuturesminnesota.com under Business Services.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
What a hypnosis is. What is it?
Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party. While we're listening to a riveting story from Joey Peltier, who's running for City Council, Ward 5 in Bemidji. Joey, really intense story. Pinigigi for telling your truth. It's very riveting. And sorry we had to jump in there with a commercial break, but we got to pay our bills. But I appreciate the story. So we have another two segments, and they're about 8 to 10 minutes long. So that's pick it up from where we left off, and then let's talk about your run for city council also.
Okay. Thank you for the time. Let's see. So I was in care for approximately 2 years, and I aged out 2 weeks after my 18th birthday. From Wasabi Academy, I went into a foster home with a foster dad, and I ended up breaking my curfew and ended up getting sent back to the Youth Correctional Center in Mandan to finish out my last week of my court order. And from there, a little bit before then, while I was in the foster home, I was reached out by the Life Skills and Transitioning Coordinator, Janita Nillis. It's a program funded through the Chafee Grant and something mandatory for all wards of the state of North Dakota to go through. And she reached out to me to help create, with a few other youth, advisory council within Grand Forks for foster youth. And we got that going. We ran it for a good 5 years before I stepped out. And from there, we actually created the state board. And with my opportunities through there, I got to sit on the North Dakota Foster Care Adoption Task Force, which was a great experience. I learned a lot. We got a lot of things done, yet I feel like there was still a lot of stuff that we could have achieved if I would have continued on, and I hope that they're still going great. From there, I had done that for a good 5 years. I was about 21 when I stepped out, and I was questioning my sexuality. I honestly didn't know if I was straight, bi, or gay, and I was forced out when I was 16 years old, and I assumed that I was gay, and when I turned 21, I was questioning who I was, and I started dating women then, and I ended up having gotten an ex-girlfriend of mine pregnant. And later on, she had a miscarriage, and literally, I locked myself away from the community for a good solid year and a half, and it took my cousin, Haley, and my good friend, Crystal, to pull me out of my hole, and they forced me to get a job. They actually had it all lined up. They got me to the interview, and I started, crawled out of that hole that I lived in for that year and a half. And slowly built myself up from there. I started getting more politically active after I moved to Colorado and getting engaged with the community there again. And I got the opportunities to be an assistant manager and then was going to be a manager at the Western Convenience Store in Colorado, or Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And I got the news from my sister-in-law, Josh's wife, that my mom had been in the hospital for a good month. And I had to tell her, you know, just talk to mom. Mom said she's doing okay. She's at home, blah, blah, blah. And long story short, I ended up moving back from Steamboat to Grafton, actually, to help take care of my mom, who was diagnosed with two immune system disorders, and which has taken her out of the workforce. It was a good thing I came back. I got to take care of my mom, build our bond again, and then the first month back, I met my husband, or my future husband, and we met at a drag show in Grand Forks, and if nobody knows what that is, it's for drag performers, drag queens and kings, and it just grew from there. And Tyler inspires me to be a great, great man, and the things we've done together. We advocated at the North Dakota State House on behalf of the Wolfpack Amendment, which is to help remove big money out of politics and campaign finance reforms. It's a convention of states. And we went together. We met my future employer, who is Dustin Pyre. He is an up-inspiring politician out of North Dakota. I ran his first statewide campaign for Senate against Heidi Heitkamp. We polled roughly 20% of the caucus, and it was an amazing experience. I learned so much about party politics and then actual race politics from that race. And I ran that race right after No Dapple. And the tensions in North Dakota, as we knew with No Dapple, was very tense for our candidates. And
let's talk a little bit more. Let's take another break, Joey, and then let's talk about the race that's happening right now. You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we're with Joey Peltier, who's running for city council in Bemidji. We'll be right back.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space, they can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out habitationdesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. Habitationdesign.com.
Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis can't wait to see you when they open for patio and indoor dining later this summer. But right now, they're open for curbside takeout and wine every day from 4 to 9 p.m. Offerings include the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Duck Pastrami Reuben, Picnic Snacks, Provisions, Chocolate Pot au Creme, and more. View the menu at nightingalempls.com or call 612-354-7060 to order. And make sure to ask about Nightingale's gift card specials and staff support t-shirts.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's S-C-H-R-O-M-E-N-Law.com.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Loya. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and 61 for a low. On Thursday, sunny skies and 84 for the high. Join Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces for their annual store-wide sale where you'll find the guaranteed lowest prices of the year. Now through the end of July, come in and experience the diverse selection of fireplace products. 2901 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. We're calling 612-338-6606 or woodlandstoves.com.
What a hypnosis is. What is it? Cause I really like to know. What is it?
Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party. Hey, Wendy, welcome back. We're here with Joey Peltier. And Joey, thank you so much for your wonderful background information. I want to ask you straight out, kind of, what is the issues that are important to you to make you want to run for city council?
Did we lose? Oh, there we go.
About 2 years ago. Can you hear me?
Can you? Repeat that.
Okay. So I moved to Bemidji about 2 years ago from Grand Forks, and I've worked at the local holiday, working myself up to assistant manager. And I see the relations between our citizens and our tribal members, and that's one of my major focusing points here in Bemidji is the relations between the tribes and the city of Bemidji. And it seems to me that much of our town discredits the impact that the economic impact that the tribes do give to our community. I've been working with a few different organizations here throughout Bemidji, and we've had amazing rallies and meetings and conversations on how we can grow and expand as a community and reaching out to the different cultures within Bemidji and within Beltrami County. We held the May 30th event that brought out 600 local residents in honor of George Floyd, and we see that people do want to actually work on our current race relations and expand them and build on them what we currently have. Currently, I'm working with the Blacks in Bemidji and MM350, Bemidji 350, and a few other organizations, Black Student Union, Native, the Indian Student Council on BSU, and we are putting forth petitions and gathering information and building what we want to see come from the race relations public forum that's happening on August 10th, right before the primary election on August 11th. And from there, we actually want to see a citizen elected ethics commission that has teeth, which means that they have legal representation to apply any legal repercussions and that they also have the ability to terminate any public employee of Bemidji. And I would like to also see that further expanded over to the county if we can get them to work with us. On the race relations, I'm also working for a greener Bemidji. I support the Green New Deal, and I believe in a lot of those core principles of bringing the newer energy economy to Bemidji so we can prosper off of building those newer technologies here and selling it for a profit and lowering our tax rates for the citizens of Bemidji and being able to build the essential infrastructure to house the employee home.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you were saying.
Well, I think that's awesome. A 32-year-old young man is stepping up, and with your background and all the trials and tribulations you went through in your life, you're still willing to give to your people and give to the people of Bemidji. That just says a ton about your character. Do you have a website or a Facebook that we can donate and promote? Can you give it to the people that are listening to the show right now?
Yep. It's easy. It's EJOP3.com, which is Ernest Joseph Uppegard Peltier III, EJOP3.com. And then my campaign Facebook is facebook.com/EJOP3.
Well, we want to thank you for being on, and we're going to have you again on our other show coming up. Really go out there and go get them, and whatever support we can give you, Jeffrey Peltier, Joey Peltier, I'm sorry, Joey Peltier, we will hear. And thank you so much, Pini Gigi, for being on our show.
Migridge, thank you for the time.
All right, great. Have a great day. That was awesome, Wendy.
Yeah, awesome. I love hearing, you know, most people don't want to share about their past and what they went through, but I think it's important to know, because then you really know why the person is, you know, how the person is the way they are. And I think that with his background, he's going to be able to bring so much empathy and compassion to the city council that they will definitely benefit from having him.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a break. And then up next, Nancy Bolio, and we're going to be talking about the new show and how we're going to put Native candidates out front.
Sounds great.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, Frantz Fanon and the violence of colonialism.
Philosopher, psychiatrist, radical, revolutionary.
Fanon saw firsthand the effects of colonialist violence.
Both on the colonized and on the colonized.
His work had lasting influence on liberation movements around the world.
Fanon and colonialism, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hey, Cudigy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilots Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pini Gigi, and thank you for your support.
During July, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering $700 off new energy-efficient air conditioners with payments as low as $50 a month or 0% financing. No doubt that's a great offer. But is it a hot deal or cool savings? Either way, you'll be escaping the latest summer heat wave in cool comfort. Find out more about these great savings on a new air conditioner at standardheating.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930. What a hypnosis is, what is it?
Because I really like to know. What is it? Welcome back to Pilots Progressive Party. Hey, welcome, Wendy. You got, what do you, Wendy's playing with TikTok here, everybody.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. A Facebook friend of mine put up a TikTok of Dr. Fauci, and I had to look at it. It's very funny. I'm just started watching it, so I'll finish it when we're done. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, intense story, right?
Yeah, really. You know, it's really hard. And I commend him to be able to talk and to just put it out there and speak his truth. There's so many people who have past experiences, good and bad. The bad ones are harder to talk about. So, I give him a lot of credit, and I think he'll do a lot. He'll do a lot in the city council in Bemidji. So that's really good. We're trying to get Nancy Bolio on. So we'll see if we can get her on.
Looks like somebody's
here. Let's see who it is.
Yeah,
I feel like
she's gone now.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Let's see who's visiting.
Wow. So one of the things too, just to back up to what we were talking about earlier on in the show, and that was the intensity of we need to wear masks.
Yeah, and I think it's important. Yeah, we should do that. And the CDC recommends wearing a mask and says we could really get this virus at a small, manageable level if everyone wears a mask.
Yeah.
So the teenagers can't go out and party and do COVID parties. Everyone who walks into the grocery store, wear a mask. I still, last week when we were out at the grocery store, there were still people in there. And also at Target, we saw a few people who did not wear a mask. And I want to go up to them and say, you know, why aren't you wearing a mask? Or say something like, you know, I'm wearing my mask because I care about you, but obviously you don't care about me. I actually did say that to somebody in Dick's Sporting Store. But I think just doing that causes me more anxiety than not saying anything at all. So I just shrug my shoulders and I kind of give them a look, though. You know, you could talk with your eyes, even if they can't see your mouth because you're wearing a mask. You could look at people in a certain way.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how much teeth of these COVIDiots have
COVID-iots,
with
idiots. I love that.
I didn't make that up. I wish I did, but I don't know how much you know, they're going to pull your leg and say I have a pre-existing, and you know, if you're
we're going to have lots of people who are just going to not wear a mask still, even if it's mandated. It has to be. Listen, when we went to Menards, there was a police officer and a security guard at the front door, and that's how they are managing their masks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of masks, we have Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350, who's going to be one of the producers of FY Politics Presents Rock the Vote Native Style. Welcome to Pilots Progressive Party. I can't keep these darn shows straight, Nancy.
Oh, that's so funny, Robert. Well, thanks for having me. And I'm actually really, really honored to work alongside of you in creating this space. We can create a platform where our Native voters, new and old, are going to make an informed voting decision. And I think it's really critical we create this space, because a lot of the times our people are way too busy, or they don't know where to go to find the candidate information. And I think just having a space like this will give that people that at your fingertips information. I just have to dial in the Robert and listen, and we know knowledge is power.
Right, and we're going to rock this out too. We're going to send out, we're going to have commercials, we're going to send out stuff on Facebook, and really get our Native people involved. We were talking earlier in the beginning of the show, Nancy, Wendy, and I were talking about how a lot of our older relatives are really, you know, don't want to give the government their name, rank, and serial number because of past trauma. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And, you know, I think just, you know, this reminds me of back to Rock the Vote. And we decided as a campaign, it would be in our best interest if we sent out canvassers that look just like us. So we have Native faces out there that will be door knocking and showing up in places to get our people to register to vote. Because what we do know from the past is they encourage us to vote, and we were all excited about, oh, we're going to go vote. They're finally going to listen to us. And so we've rocked the vote more than once, and we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again a little differently this time. But we went in, we voted, and we thought, yes, they're going to listen to us. And again, our words continue to fall on deaf ears. So I think if we work on creating these types of spaces where we can get to meet the candidates and get a background on our candidates and reassure ourselves they align with our needs and work towards finding solutions to a more just community for our people, especially in communities like Bemidji, Minnesota here. We're surrounded by three reservations, but yet we're not a part of the dialogue. And so it's in our best interest if we really throw our candidates out there and let our people get to know who the candidates are and recognize that they look just like us and they can relate to us. And they're actually really courageous people willing to take these spaces in the political world and show up in the shows like today and like everything else we do.
Right. I think you said courageous, and I think that I want to really agree 100% with that word, because a lot of times, you know, I've had people that are from up north talk about the north as the deep north, as like the deep south, because some things thinking are backwards and maybe a little behind times. And there's a struggle for people of color and brown skin up there.
Right. And you know what's exciting, though, and very, very hopeful, is the fact that we have many Native American candidates running for the Bemidji City Council and the Beltrami County Commissioner, and both of those are nonpartisan seats, but we could tell by the decisions made that there's a majority vote against the BIPOC community. I mean, 3-2. We got always a good couple people on both seats, but we still have a 3-2 vote that works against us. So our goal is to really, really work hard for our Native American candidates and help get their name out there. And so our Rock the Vote Native style will also help our people to engage, to follow through after their vote, because we got to remember, we're still here. It's our vote and our voice. And so we have to make sure that we're voting the right candidates in, and then we have to make sure that we are at the table, part of the dialogue, and this is how change happens. So this is why it's important that we keep doing the work we do and keep showing up, be diligent, be committed, and saying, you know what, we're going to flip those seats and we're going to find a just community for all people, even the people that oppose us. You know, just yesterday I was at the Beltrami County Commissioners meeting, and it was a rough ride without getting into too much detail. But it reassures me that I need to work harder and I need to make sure that our people are engaged in conversation, not just when it's needed, but throughout the whole year to the next election. So if we can really support the candidates that are running for office and we can get them in, that just reassures us that we know what we're doing. We know how to show up, and we're going to keep showing up.
That's right. Wow, I'm excited. This is really exciting me. You know, we have like Alan Roy up there running for, I guess, House Representative, and in District 1 or 2. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But we have Natives standing up, and we want to support that. And we also too, when it comes to election time, we want to make sure that people are following through with their commitments to us. You know, when we vote, a lot of the complaints are, well, we voted for them and now they don't remember my name. So right. We have to, this is the beginning of the process, I think, right?
Right, right. And I think, you know, we're going to learn from the last couple of the elections that, you know, we need to carry that vote into our voice. And that's why it's important we start having these types of, you know, spaces for the people to come and say, hey, I want to be a part of what you guys are doing, or I want to learn more about what you guys are doing, and who are the candidates, and what does it benefit me in my community? We're going to have a lot of good answers. There's a lot of great candidates. And I think, you know, if we all get together, like that example you gave earlier in the show, in that South Dakota election, where there's 70,000 Native American population, and if we just got, 10% of those, or maybe 20% of those people to vote, we could have flipped that seat, you know, and that's what we have to keep in mind, that we are a strong people And if we show up, strength in numbers, we can flip a lot of seats and we can find justice. And it starts with us individually. You can't just say, well, I'm just one person, I'm only one vote. But you know what? If you get your neighbor and your sister and the rest of your family all to show up, and we all did that, you know what? We're going to rock the vote. And we're going to set it style.
I like that. Who came up with that? That's awesome.
I think I'm talking to him.
No, it's stolen, but it's a switch on Gundam style. Remember that old song?
Right. And I feel a lot of good energy already. And I like, you know, the fact that our campaign is coming along strong. I just met with my coworker at MN350 today, and obviously we've done some work prior to that in this last week, but we're pushing that work further along, and we're actually creating a landing page, a website, where our Native people can say, hey, you know, I want to vote, and where do I go? And, you know, we're in COVID right now, and it's our job to make sure that our voters stay safe, and if people don't feel comfortable with going out in the public, we're going to have a landing page that gives them online registration. We're going to, and it's a one-stop shop. You don't have to, you know, do anything. It'll be all electronic and be electronic signature and whatnot. And there also be, you know, our focus right now is to make sure that we're registering voters and work hard on our endorsements here on a local note. And then once we start getting more and more comfortable with that and the ball's rolling along just great, we are going to create a space where people can engage and show up in those conversations that we need to hold a politician to their word when it comes to their campaign platforms, you know, because the reason why we vote for these candidates is because they run on their platforms, and we have to make sure they hold true to that, because a lot of times we don't see that. They take our vote. Oh, I just said it because it sounded good, and it's time to move on. We're not going to
run that. Nancy, I'm excited. I feel your energy through these lines, and that's the last word we have. Thank Peeny Geegee for being on Pilots Progressive Party, and I can't wait for FYI Politics Presents Native Rock the Vote, Native style. I can't talk. I should get a new job. We'll be back, and don't forget Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and thank you so much, Wendy, for all your help.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks Joey Peltier.